Hi, it's Jules here from the Supernatural Wiki, flying solo this week while Amy is flying over to Dallas to attend the Supernatural Convention. On this week's very special Women of Letters podcast, it becomes really the Men of Letters podcast, or should I say the Men of Lens Flare, as we have very special guests, the VFX crew from Supernatural. After the recent Supernatural Convention in Vancouver, we were lucky enough to have a get-together with the VFX crew and about 80 Supernatural fans at the wonderful and geek-central Stormcrow Tavern in Commercial Drive, Vancouver. We got to watch some wonderful reels from Season 8 of the visual effects the team had done, and then have a Q&A session, which you will now hear, led by VFX coordinator Ryan Curtis. I should warn you that this podcast was recorded live in front of a drunk Supernatural fandom, so you will hear lots of noise of frivolity in the background. Where the audience questions were inaudible, I've cut them out, but Ryan, being the professional that he is, repeats the questions so there's no doubt as to what he's talking about. So sit back, pour yourself a purple nurple, and enjoy.
Anybody got any questions?
How far in advance do we know about green screen?
It is about 8 days before we shoot. So when we read through a script, Mark and I will go, well, should we do a green screen or should we just do roto, depending on what's happening with it. Rarely do we use a green screen. You saw it here. We saw Jensen in the blue screen, and we saw the boys with DJ Honeycutt. Mike Farrell. Those were the big ones that we did last year on green screen, so it's fairly rare. We have 8 days, and then is it something we have to do on the cove? Because we have a permanent cove in the studio where we can shoot all of our green screen. It's pretty much ready to go, except for people keep all their crap there when we're not using it. Or do we need a screen on set, which happens sometimes if we're outdoors and things. So, yeah, 8 days.
Okay.
Yes, go. Oh, shit, the Supernatural. So she's asking, with driving, we use what's called it's actually called the PMP process.
Other shows
do it as well. Yeah. It's called the four-man process. We just do it way better. Because for a show that does quite a bit of driving, we don't drive anywhere, hardly. Notice the boys only drive at night.
Yeah.
It's for a reason. I've worked on many shows. Previous to this, I worked on a bunch of shows. The Killing was one of them. They did a lot of what's called process trailer, where they would put the car on a trailer, tow it around town, take the same route over and over again, or route if you prefer. And
it's route.
It is route, I know this. To make sure that their angles and everything gel properly. It's a lot of work. We do it very rarely here. We'll do a night job with the PMP. But I have worked on shows where there's green screen, and then we need to go in and put in driving plates outside the windows to make it look like they're driving, and it's a lot of work. And we would need a couple more people if we were to do that every time for these guys. So that's driving. But have we developed anything how we do things the Supernatural way? I would say smoke is a big one. Thank you. All the smoke cuts that we do, we can get out in a matter of days. Where other people, it would obviously take a long time to get it figured out and sorted and nail down the look. So yeah, smoke's a big one. Go. How do we interact and combine with wardrobe? Wardrobe's awesome, by the way, because it's filled with hot girls, hey. They have a giant display of clothes, which sometimes we can buy, like this shirt right here, in the wardrobe sale. Thank you very much. Thank you for clapping about my shirt. Supernatural is very different because visual effects is part of production, and that's an extremely rare situation right now, especially in this day and age, that visual effects is actually part of that production team. Normally, you're outsourced to a company. I've worked for companies before, and there's lots of companies in town that do, all the big shows in town. We're the only ones that are actually working on the lot with production as part of the team, getting paid by them all individually, and it's a fantastic experience. Our visual effects industry is hurting right now. We're going through a lot of hard changes, and huge companies are going out of business after winning Oscar-winning movies and going bankrupt the next month, and it doesn't make a lot of sense, and it's all about people undercutting and underbidding and doing all these crazy things. And if more people were like us as part of production and taken care of, our industry would be a thriving success. And so we can only hope that it can get to that point in the near future. Because we work for production, we're literally, wardrobe is on the way to the bathroom, literally. So Christian often stops in just to change his clothes on the way to the bathroom. We can go in and say things. Do you remember the shot we did last year in the cartoon episode, for Heroikai? When the guy steps out onto the ground, he's going to commit suicide and he doesn't fall? Well, we shot that on the green screen. Surprise, he wasn't actually there. We shot him on his green screen underneath, but we had him standing on... Everybody okay?
We're good.
He was standing on a platform, so we couldn't see the bottoms of his shoes. Well, a month and a half later when we got the shots, we're like, oh, shit, we didn't think about that. Because we have a shot underneath them. So we just go down to wardrobe and say, hey, remember that dude that was jumping up the building? Do you have his shoes? And they're like, yeah, they're right here. We're like, sweet. So we go take pictures of underneath the shoes and then put them into the frame. So stuff like that is awesome. Yes. What software? We use, in 2D, we use something called After Effects by Adobe. We also use Nuke. Viv uses Nuke. For 3D, we use Maya. We use 3D Studio Max. Our smoke, we use...
Fume FX,
thank you. And then just little add-ons and doohickeys. It's all stuff that you can go down to the store and buy for thousands of dollars, but you can buy it. And we use run-of-the-mill PCs that we've bought, and they're, you know, like $2,000 or something. It's nothing magical. It's all the artists that are doing this with their talent. The most challenging shot of season 8. What the crap was the most... Oh, you know what it was? It ended up being... And it shouldn't have been the Zeus shot with the lightning. We just could not dial that in for whatever reason. And it's not super, super technical, but it's that thing that if it isn't perfect, it just looks wrong. So we thought we were done on a Friday, and we sat back and looked at it and said, this is not good enough for the Supernatural family. So everybody had to come in on that weekend, and we spread it out amongst the artists. It was just one artist shot before, and we're like, we're changing direction, here's how we're going to do it, and we worked all weekend and we got it out, and then it was aired like within 3 or 4 days after that. So that was actually, for some reason, was the most difficult shot of last season, and it should have been, but sometimes that's how it works. Yeah, great question. So do we have to do each shot frame by frame, or does the software predict where the motion's going to go? You can do something called tracking. So you would take a look at a video, and it would do this. You could pick one little spot on it and run a tracker, and it would match wherever that is in every frame. And over the course of the shot, it will go like that.
In theory.
In the perfect world, this happens. And we can do what's called a 3D track. So if the camera is moving, it'll track where your camera is moving in 3D. Then I can take a little thing, pin it in the scene, and it'll match with it. In theory. Does it always work? No, but it's pretty good. So there are some instances where we do need to do frame by frame. Yeah, it sucks. Hi.
What's a plate?
It's just the name for a shot. So in the beheading scenes that we do in three plates. We do in the victim plate, guy gets his head cut off, and he does this, and dies. Then we have Jensen come in, and we're like, okay, Jensen, swing right here. And he's like, yeah, no problem. Shoot, every time. The guy's amazing. He can hit a diamond. There's nothing there. He's just swinging in the air, but he's just like, oh, I hate this demon. He's really good. And then we do what's called a clean plate. And those are all plates. So we have the victim plate, killing plate, or Jensen's plate, and then the clean plate. Because all the background is the same and the camera hasn't moved, you can stack those things on top of each other and not have to think how it works. They used to actually be glass plates that they would put in front of the camera, and you would shoot through this glass plate and it would look like there's a castle in the background or the Wizard of Oz or all these things. Great question. Yes.
How many?
Oh, I'm in.
I'm told.
It's working.
Oh.
You have to get the levels right on that one, eh?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. How many versions of a shot will you bring to relative? Oh,
now I get a microphone. Hi guys, I'm Morgan.
Morgan Show.
Yeah. Welcome to it.
Guten Morgen.
Yeah.
Sorry.
How many versions of a shot will you bring to pretty much completion? How complete will versions that you make, that you give to the director, whoever else, how complete are those?
They're 100% complete. They show up on TV.
Everything?
Yeah, they're done.
I mean, so when you're...
How many versions do we have to go through to get to final?
Like, if there's something that you want to present and give them choices for how it's going to look.
Oh, okay, so we're doing what's called look dev. Development. Yeah.
Sure.
It's basically just scratching a piece of paper saying like this, and then you're just it doesn't happen with every shot, because black eyes are black eyes in every shot, and beheading is a beheading in every shot, and it doesn't change. The smoke out, no, you can't change that, how that works. That's how that works. So there's not a lot, but there are some instances where we will sketch out, or in the case of the angel falling, Mark actually went through and did up a 2D animation, a really crude animation, to show not the director, but Jeremy, the showrunner. Hey, what do you think of this? And Jeremy says, it's fucking cool. And he's like, awesome, we're going to do it. He's like, let's do it, let's make a TV show. He's like, yeah. So it's rare that it happens, but when it does, it's usually one or two, and the director's like, no, like this. And we say, okay, good. Yeah. For a shot, how many revisions does the artist need? Depends on the shot, but usually four to six revisions.
Guys, keep it down.
It's like that. Yes. What happens to the dailies that we don't use? Well, they sit on the server for a year or two, and somebody says, why the fuck do we have all these dailies? Let's delete them, and then we delete them. The way they're chosen is on the day, what we say in the industry when you're filming, the director will say, circle takes 2 and 4 to the script supervisor, and she goes through and circles 2 and 4, and those are the only ones that are printed, they call it. Not really anything, it used to be on film, they would say, okay, print takes 2, takes 4, but with us, they just say, send those to editorial. So editorial gets a list of all the circle takes, and then they do their compile, and they compile all their shots together. So we get the camera masters because there may be a time when we need to grab raw footage right off the camera and use. Like when Jensen was going to Purgatory, we had that blue screen, we needed the raw colors on that plate. But sometimes we need them, and oftentimes editorial will say, hey, you guys have that shot at the time? We say, yeah, we got it. And then Adam's like, oh, I don't know where it is, I gotta find it. That's a big thing, but we act really cool. What we do. Alright, anybody else? Questions? Yeah, okay, go ahead.
So, you have that spin on the virtual eyes. I think when you have a shot, you start from the beginning, from the visual to the beginning.
Yes.
Like one artist does
everything. Yes. When we have a shot, is it one artist that does everything? In the big, huge studios, when you watch a movie and stuff, they'll have 4 or 5 different levels of people that will just do what's called rotomation, where they'll go and essentially cut out a guy walking down the street, and they'll do cutout so that he can put things in behind him and in front of him, or color correction stuff. Our guys do it all. So there's no princesses in our shop. If you want to work here, you're going to need to do the dirty work too, and roto something out. So we do it all. Absolutely. Good question. Yes?
So I
do that. Moira is our costume girl. She does an awesome job. And we're like, hey, Moira, can you put blood here? She's like, okay, and then we're done. I would say it's 70% them, 30% us.
Okay, sweet.
So, yeah. Yes. How did we come up with how the Hellhound looked? Well, it was a 3D model that one of our artists created, and he just sort of came up with it. We're sort of cat, sort of dog, sort of, you know, leopard, sort of wolf, and that's what came out. I think that's how that happened, right?
We'll say that's how that happened.
But the look of it, I mean, that's the 3D model. The look of it was Mark working with our artists and saying, make it more translucent, make it have sparkle so that you can only see it from a certain side. You know, it should move like this, it should walk like that. You know, I don't want it to bounce too much, it needs to prowl. All those things are Mark dialing in with the artists. And that was technically the hardest shot we did last year. The lightning was the most time we spent, but that was, you know, just to dial in, because we do get the scripts, like we said, months in advance of when we start working on them, hopefully, usually. So we do have that time where we can say to our 3D artists, hey, you're going to need to have a hellhound, so good luck. I'll check back with you in a few weeks, and that's what we come back with. And the guys did we don't have any creature guys that work with us. We don't have any animators that work with us. The guys that we have are 3D generalists that are like, yeah, I can make smoke, I can make a bridge collapse, but I don't know how humans move or animals move. So it was a real process for us, and we're like, well, we should get somebody in that does that. And we're like, I can't afford it, just go. So, and they did, an awesome job. I mean, is it our favorite job of the season? No, but given, you know, a few more $1 million, we probably could have done better, but it looks great for what we did in the limited amount of time, and I'm glad you like it.
Oh, well, with the Hellhound, obviously that's something where you need to be involved before all their shooting, because they need to know size and things like that. So yep. And how did that work with?
That's because we had the model early on, we were actually able to get the art department to print out a foam Hellhound that was just thin. It wasn't a thick, but it was stood that height. We actually took it on to Kevin Park's survey, and I have pictures of that later, maybe we can see them. And it's this foam hellhound just standing there in the dirt while everyone points and writes things down and what's important.
Seen the pictures,
yeah. Somebody posted a picture. Yes?
Have you ever had to write any of your own programs?
Our 3D lead right now is a guy who also worked on Stargate years ago. He's a very, very smart dude. And he does that sort of thing. He writes scripts that will do cool things, some new smoke we might see, some sort of things like that. But as far as full programs, no. We'll just write scripts that change the way programs work just to make them better.
Faces are distorted.
Jensen in Trial and Error.
When he has the Hellhound face, the Joker face we call it. I'm not sure why we call it Joker face. You know, that's Christopher Richardson, our lead artist, and he's amazing. And that's literally, we put dots on Jensen's face, and we're like, okay, just, like, do this. And he did. Can't believe it. Guys, do what you tell them to do. And we're like, okay, well, now let's get the cameras rolling. And literally, he did that. He kind of squished up his face, and there's a lot of outtakes about it. I think it's on the gag reel, you'll see. It's pretty hilarious. And you can hear us at Video Village laughing our asses off. And he did it. And then Christopher just takes in and does magic. I don't know what he does, but he's awesome. He's really good at what he does, and it makes him look cool. But yeah, we just use raw faces and go. Hi.
Is there anything you've done that you really like, that the directors didn't like, or the other way around?
I think the angel falling where the wings burn off. Pretty sure that's my idea. So.
Woo!
Yeah, thank you. This isn't your question. Your question was, is there anything that we've done that the director didn't like? Is that what it was?
Yeah, or the other way around.
Well, what's funny is, you know, directors are awesome, and they really, they have an amazing vision, and I'm so jealous of what they can do. But they don't run our show. So we do have a showrunner, and he makes the decisions on things. So sometimes the director will show up and be like, okay, we're doing this, and then we're going to shoot that. And you're like, well, that's not going to make it through the show, but okay, let's shoot it. I can't give you any specifics, but there's a couple shots where we
we spent like 45 minutes. We're like, all right, well, why don't we hurry this up? Because this is never going to be on the show. But the directors think like it's a movie. They can make those decisions and they happen. And when they break lore, well, no, you can't do that. I'm sorry. So yes, there are things that directors have done that we don't agree with and that disappear quite often. The worst is when a director says, no, this isn't going to be a visual effect shot, and then you get the first edit, and it's like, oh, it's a visual effect shot, and you're like, okay, I could have prepared for that, I could have done some more things. But we've added shots that are visual effect shots that maybe we hadn't shot at the time. A lot of the, like if you see an opening and establisher shot, so the guys go into the candy store, you'll see a candy store. Often that's just a still image, and we just sort of add life to it, so it looks like, you know, if we didn't have time to get around to do it, things like that. Yeah, or there's an episode that takes place in a certain major city in the United States, and they haven't shot any plates for it, so we'll get plates, and sometimes we'll put the Impala in that, and it'll look like the guys are driving. So if you see them driving in a town where they don't belong, these guys. Except for episode 20, that will let you know.
People know everywhere in Vancouver
is
the United States.
Oh yeah, I know, everywhere in the United States, it doesn't matter.
I know you guys do the big shot. And if you ever get called in to fix, God forbid that Jim has a pimple or something
like that? Yes, we do. No! It was one of my first days last year, and we got a call in our trailer. We weren't supposed to be shooting. They're like, can you come to stage two? Okay, what's wrong? You better just come. And we show up, and Jensen's going to blemish on his head. We can't put anything on it, so again, can you guys take care? And then Mark goes in, he's like, oh, hi, Jensen. Oh, my God! Oh, God, there's no helping him here. Just pass everybody out. Let's go home for the week. We actually said, yeah, no problem, but we never got the shot, so they must have shot around it. I don't pick on Jensen. He's very handsome. He can deserve a pimple or two. There has been some facial injuries on certain cast members. We've had to erase and minimize, of which certain cast members have rewarded us handsomely with scotch for making them look pretty again. One shot that we did last year was makeup somehow got confused about Meg's makeup. You remember Meg's last episode? She got beat up and she had cuts all over her face.
Yeah.
Right? Somehow there was a continuity bump in between those two scenes. She didn't have any cuts on her face. Yeah, it was strange. And nobody knows how quite happened, because in the Kevin Parks episode, usually you'll catch that kind of stuff, and you'll hear about it for a week. So we figured it out, and we're like, okay, well, let's run it. So we just went in and added some, you know, cuts and some blood, and hopefully you didn't notice.
No.
Notice, so that's good. I've ruined it now.
Yeah. I'm going to pick that apart.
Yeah, now go back and watch again, and I'm like, that's so phony, baloney. Anybody else have any questions? How is it? Well, that's thanks to our friend Ivan Hayden, who was with the outside company with Mark and Grant and anybody else?
Christopher?
Yeah, no, Christopher wasn't there. So those three started at the outside company where I used to work, actually. And season two rolled around. They said, you know what, this would be better if we were in-house. And so they moved them in-house in a way. And it was great because essentially our budget has stayed the same since season two. Well, since season one, really. We had 360 shots in season one and 1,400 shots in season eight, so you do the math. It pays off. It really pays off. Unfortunately, you become a bit of the redheaded stepchild. No thanks.
What?
You're not a stepchild, right? You're a redheaded girl.
Right here. She's a stepchild.
Right here.
Sorry, all the stepchildren. I wish there was an orphanage for all of you. Daddy Warbucks was there. It has been so beneficial to production, and that's why we really want to sing the praises of working for production, because it's going to save our industry if we can keep doing that stuff. So, hi, Mary.
During the weekend, when Bob Singer was talking about, again, the idea of the ability to have it in-house and how sometimes doing it with VFX could save a lot of money over a practical, or some other type of solution to the problem. Mm-hmm. He mentioned a situation where two different actresses were playing two different ages of the same character. One had blue eyes, one had green eyes, yeah. And that had to be resolved. And you actually,
I did.
That it would have been color correction done in L.A.
Yeah.
How does that fit in?
Well, first of all, I was wrong.
You were wrong.
And Mary Bardick Voice was right in what she tweeted, because today we're on set and we're talking about the episode, and they said, okay, and then with the eyes, you guys are fine with that. And we're like, yeah. Wait, what eyes? And that's what they were talking about, Jim. Because I wasn't there on Friday, Mark and I were off on set, we didn't have the conversation of, you're going to have to change this actress's eyes and everything. When Jim was on earlier that day, he said that they were going to do it in color correction with power windows, which is terminology for changing the color correction. That's why I tweeted that when you said it. But then today they said, oh, we're going to change this actress's eyes. I said, well, why, first of all, don't we just use color contacts? Because they're like, I don't know, I'm pretty sure you can get them for $100. But because the actress doesn't wear contacts, you would actually need a lens technician there every day for the 4 days that the actress is going to be working, and it was going to cost ridiculous amounts of money. So they'll send it to us, and we'll have to go through and change her eyes. So please make sure you pay attention in that episode. When you don't notice anything, that will be us. That will be our calling card. When you see nothing, you're going to edit. Thank you. Werner, Christian, you guys remember those claps when you're fixing all those eyes, okay? More questions? Anybody more questions? Yeah, go ahead. As far as I know, because that hasn't happened since I've been there, they've been actual Impalas that they've smashed up. Not the baby. Right? There's like six of them. So kind of crazy. But yeah, no, that they will do. One thing we did save a car was, do you remember the episode? I'm sorry, I'm really bad. Season 6? No. And somebody came flying out a window and they fell, boom, and landed on a car. It was Sam's car when Dean was gone, right? That Charger? Well, that was too pretty. So we're like, you know, we'll take care of that. Don't smash that car. I'm throwing a dummy on it. And that car got bought up by one of our parents' babies after, and he drives it to work every once in a while. And it's pretty hot. You know what I'm saying? All right, anybody else? Go ahead. How often do we not fix it? Oh, do we fix it? Probably 20% of our shots are fixing. We're keeping track this year just because we're obnoxious that way. Yeah, I'm talking about budget next year. I would say probably 20%, and that could be, you know, the ceiling tile wasn't in properly in this scene. Can you make it look like it worked? To, we forgot makeup on somebody. Yeah, so we do quite a few of them. How often is it makeup or wardrobe's fault?
Yeah.
Do you remember last year, in fact, Werner, this is your shot. Oh, yes. Why don't you tell it, Werner? Go ahead.
Do you guys remember the one with the eagle?
Yes.
The Zeus episode. It came down to, I had to do a transition shot where he just passed away, and it's freezing and it's a few hours later and that kind of stuff. So I'm lining up the two places I shot separately. And we're looking at it, and the jacket is completely not matching. The pattern is the same kind of pattern, but it's not matching at all. So what ended up was that the only real thing in that plate was partially his face, and this, like the all the scar tissues was painted in, used the old background, used the old plate, and matched it all in so that it looked like he didn't move and didn't, you know, suddenly wake up, change his back down the street again. So yeah, it was awesome.
It was a big fix. It was a lot of work. And we were like, we're looking at the plates and we're going, okay, A B. Why is this weird? Why is that weird? And then you realize that where there's a stripe here, there's a clean, and where there's a clean, there was a stripe. And it was just, when they made the shirts, it's the exact same shirts, they just moved the pattern over. So it wasn't the same stripes in the same place. So the pockets didn't line up and this and that. So Werner saved the day. Yay, Werner!
Woo!
Also in that shot, that eagle that's picking at the guts, that was a dummy that we had made, and or we didn't make it, Special Effects Maker made it, they did an awesome job. But there was a rope, like a on the talon of the hawk, you know, so it didn't fly away, and Werner painted that out. That was a lot of work as well. So give him a hand
full
for
week.
That. Yeah.
Woo!
A week's worth of work. All right, do we have some more questions? Go ahead. How often do we pick up the continuity errors? It seems like if anyone's going to, it's us, because we watch it and we're like, oh, that doesn't look good. Because we're nerds. So, it doesn't happen as much as you would think, but yeah, I mean, maybe one an episode, maybe. But sometimes it's as simple as, you know, put this bottle back on the table because it wasn't supposed to be gone. Mostly people wouldn't notice. Hopefully wouldn't notice.
Just a comment. I must say this.
Sorry, comments? Sorry, we're not accepting those today.
It's a good one.
Okay.
For a lot of the shows I watch, I get kind of geeky and picky, and I catch those continuity things. It pisses me off that someone has an issue. I have to tell you, for Supernatural, I rarely get this one.
That's because you're too busy looking at the boys. It's amazing what you won't see when there's a couple underwear models in front of you. I do it all the time. Well, that's wonderful. Thank you for saying that. I'm going to let our props guys know that and our set dresser Chris know that because he's kind of a dick about it. He'll just walk over and he'll just be like, oh, sorry. Hot set. Hot set. All right. Go ahead.
So you mentioned the Hellhound process earlier and how you kind of came up with that, but there's been a lot of really kind of weird or esoteric monsters and things that have shown up on the show over the years. How much influence do you end up having on the looks and what we end up, kind of the final product? Because a lot of them are ones that we would have no clue what they look like, but until Supernatural says that's what that creature looks like.
Yeah, you know, and that's a lot of the showrunner that does that. I mean, he'll tell us, hey, make this look like a dog or a person or whatever it is. Budget, of course, plays a big part of that. Let me try to answer very quickly. Guys, sorry guys, I just, what is actually in a purple Nurgle?
Nurgles!
What? Nurgles? Actual Nurgles?
Nurgles.
Booze. It's booze, so.
I can tell you.
All right,
oh, according to the internet, a purple Nurgle is Malibu, blue curacao, and cranberry juice.
Woo!
I'll have one here. I'll buy a random. Oh, the gins episode, yeah. We do all of them, 100%. The only thing we didn't do with the gins was the handprint on Charlie in the last episode. That was, we put blue paint and she grabbed Charlie and let go, and that was blue. But everything else was our artist. The tattoos, everything, yeah. Yeah, we make it look good. Earlier episode, same thing. I think. Yeah, I don't know what a gin is either. I know what gin is. Is there a color match that blanks out? No, I mean our cameras are so high end. But for color, one thing that we do have is when we shoot, this is gonna get really nerdy. Are there any film nerds here?
Yes.
Okay. When we shoot on the Alexa, we shoot in what's called logarithmic format, which means there's more colors than what you can see with your eye or what displays can show you. So when you look at a logarithmic picture, it comes out as hazy. Serge and the DIT, Ross, they sit down and they create what are called LUTs. And a LUT is, let's get rid of that and make it look like something that you're going to see on TV. So when people sit down at Video Village, they see the monitors, they look pretty... you know, when we did Purgatory, they looked all really cool and different, and that's what we saw on set. Lots of greens and high contrast and things like that. When we send our footage now to Technicolor, who does all of our processing, they will bake in that LUT and send it back to us. So now, when we work on a plate, we work on a LUTed plate, so it looks pretty like what you're going to see, hopefully, on TV. Then we do all our work on that, we send it off to editorial, and when editorial is done, they go through their final process, which is called color correction, and they sit down with our color corrector who's been with us since day one, and he adjusts all those colors. So sometimes, and quite more often than sometimes, we will see our shots on television, and they don't look the same as when we set them away. And it's because the color correction has gone through and made all those adjustments. So with Dean stepping through the portal, that portal, when we watched it live, was very white and very silky looking. But when we were done with it, there was colors and stuff in it. So it's just a matter of where he is in the show and what the colors need to be. But they don't often look exactly like when we're finished. We do. Not in our department. I got a budget. We work on both at the same time. We work on 5 episodes at the same time, I think. Pre-production, so I just read 906, which hasn't started yet. Pre-production for 905, we're going through meetings, we're planning, we're doing our stuff. We're shooting 904 right now. We just received plates for 902, which we're working on, and the guys are finishing up on 901. 5 episodes at one time.
Woo!
This is why Mark needs a coordinator.
Is that for me?
Hold on, here's purple, they're bold. Yeah, it's delicious. It's delicious. Any questions over there? You guys are really quiet. No? Okay, I'm backing away, don't worry. Nothing? Nobody?
I've got a Destiel question.
Hold on. No! Shut up with that.
It's all true.
How did we get started? Did we go through graphic design? Our boss did, Mark. He went through graphic design. I actually got through in computers, of all things. I did IT for many years and got bored of it. And started getting into editing my own stuff at home and editing videos and funny stuff like that. Not funny. Thought it was funny, was not. Editing my own stuff at home and said, you know what, why don't I work in TV? That would be cool. My wife is like, okay. So I found a job, and they were looking for an IT/IO coordinator. And I was like, hey, I've got like 15 years of experience in IT and a little bit of experience here. Can I come? And they're like, yeah, all right. I was like, okay, how much do you pay me? And they told me, I said, oh. Oh. All right. So it's one of those things where you work for peanuts for a year or 2 years, and you start going, going, going. So I've only been in the business for like 5 years. What's that? From here, yeah. Yep, it's a great area to be from if you're into visual effects because there's so many companies around. Yeah.
So you worked for companies like
I did before, worked for a company, yeah. We worked on stuff like The Killing, we did visual effects for The Killing, or we did some visual effects for Walking Dead up here.
Woo! Woo!
Yeah. This show called Fairly Legal, the lawyer show. Haven, we did Haven for the Empire. Yeah, awesome. I love that show. So, yeah, I mean, you get to work on lots of different stuff. But you don't work for production, you're not part of that family. It's a little bit different.
So there we see that Supernatural has such a tight budget for everything.
Yeah.
How come they have their own EFX department and nobody else does?
Why do they have their own EFX department? You know, they were inherited from season two. We were inherited from season two. But for them now, it's so much cheaper. So much cheaper.
Why have other people not?
Why has no one else done it? Because the initial, it's going to cost X amount of money for the first season to get set up. I mean, try to get that by a producer, right? Forget it. They're cheap, 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 and they don't. Who knows how long the show is going to go? Is it going to go 1 season? Is it going to go 10? Is it going to go 12? I go for 12. So I think that's part of the reason is the setup cost initially. But if they can bite the bullet and do it, they should. Smart. Mary?
When I was talking with Werner over the weekend.
Yeah, what did he say?
All good. But one thing he brought up was that everybody really wants to buy the Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Yes, September 10th. Please buy.
Yeah, I think you have to tell these guys to buy it.
Yeah.
Yes?
Because they'll see so much more.
Oh. Yes.
Than they saw on screen
right.
When it was broadcast.
Right.
And for everyone's edification, we'd like to talk about that, why that is, and if there are some fun things people should look for.
Very
when they're watching.
So, if you didn't hear that, Mary was asking, is Werner, who apparently told her, and then she used some word called edification, which I don't know what it means to me, that if we watch the Blu-rays, you're going to see so much more than you did when it was on television. Yes, yes and no. True, you will see stuff with a lot more clarity, and it does pop, and everyone knows that, I think, from watching Blu-rays, right? Blu-rays
yeah,
are the way to watch it. What to look out for that you may not have seen on television? Warner, why don't you indulge us, please?
Edify us.
Okay. Things to look out for. The portal that Dean stepped through.
Louder.
The portal that Dean stepped through in Purgatory. A lot more detail on the Blu-ray if you look at when this show gets to air, the networks and everything, it crushes down the colors and the blacks and all that kind of stuff. So you lose a certain amount of detail that we put in. It's a very basic effect we do with like the black eyes, very basic, but if you watch the show, you don't always see the detail we put in there. Like we have full-on reflections in there, we have gradients in there to actually not make it feel like a flat piece of 2D art. Other stuff you'll notice is the season finale, Sam's arms will look a lot like clearer the version we saw, the one we did, looked completely different from the version that was aired on television in contrast and that kind of stuff. So you will see more detail in the underlying skin glow and all that stuff. What else? I said a lot, didn't I, Mary? I did. Yeah, once I start talking, I can't shut up. The other thing, just look overall. There are certain scenes on the Blu-ray that we fixed after the fact. So that's kind of the cure for, yes.
No, never happened. Everything
never happened.
What is there?
Look through it, you'll see it.
Nope, not going to know what any difference is.
It's called New Challenge.
That's right, 23 episodes of 42 minutes.
Yes.
Two frames of change. Fine.
Yes. Actually, it's one frame.
I'll put a page on the wiki for it.
Yeah.
No, but just look for quality. The amount of depth and like quality control, like what we put in there, just look at it.
And color, and cool. a lot of that comes from like what Werner was saying, color correction, but it also goes from your broadcaster and what they broadcast in, and it gets crunched down and blown up and crunched down and blown up, so it looks like crap. And other people have crappy TVs or standard definition. Doesn't HD show more colors than standard definition? Sure, yeah. Probably more than the illegal downloads as well. What frame rate do we use? 23... 23.976 frames per second. Sometimes we will shoot at higher frame rates or lower frame rates depending on what we're shooting, and that sort of gives us an option to match things up. Do you remember Cass when he was doing his quantum leap through diners?
Yes.
And he was leaping. That took a whole day to do that one scene, by the way. And we had a track with the dolly, and we would go, all right. And reset. Okay, change stuff. And here we go. And we would do that at 48 frames a second so that when we went back to match it up, it would match up and we just had more frames to work with.
I think with season 4 you changed from
film
to digital.
Yes.
How much of a difference does that make from
processing? Changing from film to digital. Digital on the Arri Alexa on the QuickTimes that we're using is there's not a lot of grain. But if you look back to those seasons, you see the grain and it's there, bright, pixelizing. Boop, 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 boop. So we don't have to degrain plates as often now. When I talk about doing tracking, you track that one mark. Well, if you're tracking something this big and you have all this grain flickering, it's hard to track. So normally we go through, we'd have to run a degrain pass and then start tracking. What a pain in the ass. Film sucks. Yes. So I personally love digital more. There's not many people using film anymore. A handful. I think Haven used it last year, but I think now they're gone to digital.
Yep.
That's done by Serge on the day, so he'll put in what I call Lux, you remember? So he takes the raw footage and makes it look a certain way. So Purgatory and Amelia,
yep.
His romance lighting, were all done on the day. Yep, they were done right then by Serge. And he likes to do that because then he has control over what it looks like when it goes to air versus waiting and letting the color correctionist do it. He's awesome, right, Serge?
Woo!
Yeah, that was great. That's beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous. Anybody else? Come on, nobody? Really? Nobody? Oh, thank you.
Is there any special event or situation that you really like to see and you want to check out?
Ooh, what do we want to do? We want to do space.
Yes.
We want to do a spaceship. We want to do aliens.
Woo!
So make sure you tweet Robbie Thompson about that because he wants to do that too. And he's going to get Bob on board. There was, oh, I can't talk about that, can I? There may have been an episode which was supposed to be space but then was changed. That's all I'll say. So yeah, we want to do that.
Ask me later.
Yeah, Wiki knows, super Wiki knows. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
What kind of hoops did you have to jump through to give us this guide?
What kind of hoops did we have to jump through? Very little, actually. I don't think anybody actually knows. not true. Mark called Holly Hollis. You know Holly? She's our HR or PR rep. And she's like, oh, I don't know. We're like, oh, well, it's just going to be like 20 people. And it's not a conference. It's not a con. So thanks for coming to the VFX non-con. Definitely not a con. When I watch other films, is it hard to watch them without picking out the stuff? I would say no. My wife would say yes. I'm like, oh god, that looks it. Did you see the blacks on that? Oh, why don't you just crush the blacks a little more? But for me, no. It's good. Exactly.
Hey, Ryan,
I already did that.
We have a question from online.
Woo!
Denise, do you tailor your work specifically with Blu-ray in mind since so much is lost in broadcast?
Yes, but God, he cannot be in front of a webcam with that thing closed off. Yes, but not necessarily for Blu-ray. We do it because when we're looking at shots, we're looking at them in HD Blu-ray quality. So, of course, you're going to do them to the best of your ability when you're looking at them every day. So, yes and no, we know it's not going to look 100% the way it is when we're finished with it on broadcast, but we know and tell our fans, get the Blu-rays because it looks better. Thank you. Good question, Internet. Good job, Internet. You're good for something other than porn. Go! How many 2D artists? 2D, 3D artists? We have the most that we've ever had this year was six.
Yeah.
And we have 3D artists. So what do? They do everything. Whatever you see in visual effects, the 2D guys will touch, will compile, will color correct, will put into the scene. We'll do all those things and make it look awesome. 3D will do the smoke and the bridge or whatever that's 3D in the scene. And 2D does everything else. They're busy guys. Illustration. Rarely. It's more just augmenting what's there with color and light than it is creating something from scratch. We do something called matte painting.
Yes.
Which you've probably seen in a million movies if you've ever seen a movie before. And it's adding a scene that isn't there. So you look through a door and it's green screen, but you see a land beyond what should be there, and that would be called a matte painting. If you remember the scene where, it's the episode where the guys pull up on the street, it's raining, they talk to Taxi Driver. They talk to the Taxi Driver. That, if you look in the background, there's a city back there, that was added. That's a matte painting.
The same with the background in Biggerson's.
And Biggerson's.
Yeah.
With Cass, when we were pushing it on Cass. Which Werner did, everybody. What's my porn name? Oh god, my porn name is terrible. But my porn name is Jinx O'Chequin.
What's your rule against your porn name?
What's Werner?
Okay.
No, that's not
our first pet and the street that you grew up on, right? That's our criteria, right?
Then it's going to be a really weird one.
Yeah, he's Dutch.
So it's Dutch, yeah. It's Amour, de lengte van Graafse Weg.
Our house pool.
Yes. Blaze, you got a partner?
Christian? Yeah, I guess the closest
is
would
that
be...
Christian Blaze?
Yeah. It would be Oso San Salvador.
Reckon.
Rex Judge.
Well, that's the whitest sounding one I've ever heard.
Yeah, mine's quite boring. It's Tortoise Shell. Drake.
Oh. Tortoise Shell Drake. Not bad. Not bad. Adam?
All right, Adam.
One more, here it is.
Let me spaz Dudney.
Super way to go.
Oh, mine's Max Clifton.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, no, but that's not your first pet on the street, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a
yeah, that's your actual
that's awesome. Awesome.
I've seen his work, he's good. Who's got other questions? Hi. How do you do fire? Well, you know what, it's very technical. We use something called fume effects, which our guys have dialed in for two seasons, actually. The artist from two seasons ago started it, and we just perfected it last year. And it's actually a smoke simulation that we've colored orange and red and make it look like fire. On the day when we film it, we have these big China ball lanterns, you know, like the big paper balls that have orange, and then they have red stripes across them.
Have a soup.
And we just light them up, and it looks like fire, and it's really cool. And you're like, what the hell are these? They're like, that's fire. You're like, all right, let's go with it. And then the artists take over and do their magic. You know? What's amazing?
Yep.
Right? Did you guys know it was fake? Kevin Parks walked into our trailer, and he's bitching about something. He sits down, and he's like, he's looking at Abaddon, and he's like, when did they do a full body burn? No, that's all us. He's like, wow, very nice.
Okay.
So we're saving people's lives by doing that. Do we all get together and watch an episode?
Do you watch it entirely, together or not?
Yep. I do. I think most of us do. When Werner, no. Yes, Werner, you watch. Werner has watched every episode before he even came to work with us.
No.
He's also done sketches of Jensen in his sketchbook.
It's a man crush. Come on.
But we will. We'll sit down and we'll watch the first cut. Mark and I and Adam and Grant will go through it and we'll look at all the shots and we'll say, okay, well, here's how we're going to do that on a director's cut. Then we bring all the guys in from the other side, from the other trailer, and we sit down and we all watch it together. Well, sorry, we don't watch it. We go, okay, next. Okay, go. Next one. Next one, and we sort of skip through it.
You're not drooling and yelling.
Yeah, no, there's very little drooling at all. Yeah. The only drooling is
Abaddon.
Abaddon, yeah. Fairly hetero department. I think fairly. 100%. Anybody else? Awesome, go. Well, the angel falling and then the wings burning off, that was us. I hope that's true. That's true, right? Adam? The angel falling, wings burning off, that was our idea, right? 100%, maybe. Hopefully Jeremy Carver didn't come up with it, I just took his credit. What else? What else do we do? Yeah, I mean, we'll do stuff like that all the time. On the day when Phil did his episode, where the guys meet Kevin and they have the chili sign in the background. What episode was that? Was that Phil's episode? One of the last ones of last year. Where Kevin gave the boys the tablet back and Kevin puts it together. I was there on the day and Phil's like, oh, I don't know how else we should shoot this. I'm like, why don't we shoot it down on the ground here underneath, look it up to Kevin, and we can see him, you know, put it together like that. Phil's like, oh, that's a fucking good idea. And then he lines it up, and I'm like, no, not like that, Phil. He's like, oh, it's fine. I'm like, wait, no, you're right. That's still different. It looks good like that. So, yeah, I mean, we do have some input, for sure. And if there's something that we think is a great idea, we have that leverage to call down to L.A., talk with Todd, our boss, or Jeremy, and Mark Will, and say, hey man, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? In the first episode coming up, we have a little something. I can't talk about it, but it's awesome. And it was something that we put together. So, Edit. When we talked with Edit about Edit, they were like, hey, what if we did Edit? And they're like, whoa, that's Edit awesome. So absolutely, yes, we do. And then sometimes we're like, hey, man, what about this? And they're like, no. Oh, okay. But it's usually because it belongs in something happens in another episode that we don't know about yet. How many episodes ahead do we know what happens? That's going to be your question. Are we going to be the same team working on the spinoff? Well, on the 920 episode, yes. After that, I don't know. I hope so. I really hope so. I hope that we can add to our team and continue what we're doing. I mean, it would be fantastic for that show. If it gets picked up, and remember, people shoot pilots all the time that don't go anywhere. I doubt it with this fandom, but it's possible. I hope so. Please cross your fingers for us, because that's awesome. That'd be great work for us. Yeah, that'd be really cool. How much time we have? What time is it?
It's 9.
Should we throw on something to...
Let's take 2 more questions and we'll throw some the rest of the stuff on. One, two, okay. Yeah. Mark Arbossi's got a tally on his desktop, and it's the light, heavy, or light, medium, 2, 3, heavy. And then he's got the, oh, fuck. That came under an oh, fuck. 807, 805, 821, 822, 823. April 823 were the big ones that killed us. Thank you very much. Yeah, we loved it too. We're very proud of it. It took a lot out of us. It was actually the arm shots, all Sam's arm shots, where it's one of those things that when you're filming it, the director's like, no, we'll see it here, and then it'll go away, and then a little bit later it'll come back, and then it'll go away, and there'll be lots of that. Well, on the downside, it's when you get the edit, they're like, you know what, guys, this would look better if his arms were doing that the whole time. And we're like, yeah, it would look better. It would look better. Let's see, how many shots is that going to be? Oh, just another 45? Okay, good. We will. There's one more. We do have a special guest, everybody. If you look over here... This is one of our writers of the current episode, Adam Glass. This is his young son, Aiden. Hi, bud. So, you guys haven't seen the next episode, obviously, but you're going to like it. This guy did an awesome job. Okay, one more question, and then we're going to watch another reel. Go.
Yeah.
On those episodes, like the Men of Letters episode, too.
Do we do anything differently on the Back in Time episodes? I wasn't there for many of the Back in Time episodes yet.
Do a dance.
You know what? I don't know. You know, the guys, because it's usually in black and white when they go back, they do some color correction and stuff on that. I don't know. I don't think so. Not that I remember. Like when we did Surge's episode where... they were the Men of Letters. The original Men of Letters is what you're talking about with Abaddon and she kills all the dudes. Yeah. Did we do anything different? I don't know. She looked pretty different. She was pretty awesome. I don't remember, actually. It's a good question.
And at this point, those of us present got to watch another great reel of the visual effects from Season 8, culminating, of course, in that brilliant scene at the end of Sacrifice. Sam and Dean in the rain next to the Impala, outside the church, with the angels falling.
Thanks, everybody. That was that last shot. I'm glad you really enjoyed that because the crew was out shooting that shot by that church for 2 long days, and it was miserable, the most miserable weather I'd ever been a part of. We stood in mud all for 2 days, just standing in mud, getting rained on like that. Like, it was miserable, and I hated every single second of it, but that's gone now, and I love it. Thank you so much. Slideshow, I think, in the background, and I think these guys wanted to say thank you for coming, so it was all right. I'll turn it over here to Warner, Christian Blaze. Christian, go ahead. Thank you.
Woo!
Yeah.
Ah,
no.
I just, yeah.
Oh, those look delicious.
You can have one if you like.
Hello? Hi, guys. How's everyone doing? I haven't been with the Supernatural family that long yet, but already what I can tell you is that I've worked at a bunch of other visual effects places here in Vancouver, and the one difference that I can tell you is that everyone in the visual effects department is really awesome. Like, everyone's really, really cool to work with, and I'm really grateful that I got the opportunity to be a part of this season. And yeah, I want to thank all you guys for being fans and being able to give me the opportunity to
So everybody, thank you for watching the show. Thank you for coming out tonight. It's awesome. Do I have to stand up? Go all the way up here. Hello! Hello! Okay, so again, thank you very much for coming tonight. It's awesome to have fans like you to show up for this weekend and just show us how much you enjoy what we do. And all I can say is we've got some awesome shit coming up. You guys are gonna love it. You're gonna cry. You're gonna laugh. You're gonna feel the hurt. You're gonna feel the joy. But thank you very much. It's awesome. Thank you. Who wants to hear from the other guys? Yeah. What about, do we want to hear from Rickon? There we go. Come here, buddy. Be nice and give him a great applause.
Thank you everyone for coming. As you know, I'm nervous. So, two things most important for me. First one is the fans are lovely and like real hardcore fans. Fortunately, I got that Warner added me on Twitter, and the love I got from all the fans was, I couldn't believe it. Next best thing was the lovely family I got at Supernatural.
Yes.
Yeah. Best experience ever. That's it. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Actually, how many of you guys are from the UK? I heard quite a few accents.
Oh, nice.
Feel at home here. Well, thanks for coming out. You guys are great fans. I'm very proud to be part of this team. I've been here for less than a month.
Yep.
But I'm feeling the love already, so thank you. You guys are great. Cheers.
That's really big of you guys to do that. Thank you very much. I know that when you agreed to come here, I told you that you wouldn't have to say anything. I also wanted to thank the Stormcrow for having us, and if you want to thank them, thank them by buying drinks and tip your waitresses, please. And to get them on the right track, I've gotten a proper picture signed by the dudes. So, Stormcrow, thank you for having us, and we'll expect that this is in a place of prominence next time we come. We have some pins. Adam's making the rounds with some special effects, VFX. It says VFX Con, but we all know it's a VFX non-con. And we'll come by and make the rounds and say hello. And thank you a million times for coming. We love you all so much.
Thank you.
And Season 9's fucking awesome.
At that point, many purple nurples were drunk. Carry On My Way with Sun was sung. D20s were rolled for drinks, and the frivolities and very smart questioning and discussions continued into the wee hours of the morning at the Stormcrow Tavern. Again, a huge thank you to Ryan Curtis and Adam Williams, who came up with the crazy idea in the first place and got us all together at the Stormcrow Tavern. And we were also lucky enough to have along for the night Christian Blaze, Rick and Patel, Werner Tenhove, and Viv Jim from the VFX crew. And, of course, my absolutely wonderful fellow Supernatural fans. And hopefully we'll do it all again next year.
Watch a horror movie right there on my TV. Horror movie right there on my TV. Horror movie right there.